It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Profanity-spewing parrots given a second chance at the British Zoo.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Axiom Painting.
News? No way.
What's the matter?
Instead, the greatest golf story ever.
What's the matter, Steve?
Unbelievable.
What? What happened?
No.
Steve, it is time for the golf story. You cannot get sidetracked.
Okay.
Well,
Go ahead, Jay.
Well, what's the problem?
No, Jay, we're not doing this.
Okay. Well, plenty of time. So my son was caddying, all right? And he has three adults. And then the fourth is a guy and his wife. Very nice. Everybody was awesome. They were all great. But the fourth is a guy and his wife and a little kid.
And one of them aren't playing or something?
The wife is just along for the ride. In fact, the dad and the mom are not playing. It's the kid that's playing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So the fourth is a kid. Mom and dad are just along
mom
for the
and
ride.
Mom and dad, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, you know, so the three guys. Now, the kid is five. So the three guys, they're like,
we got to golf with a five-year-old.
We don't really want to golf with a kid. You know, nothing against the kid. He seems nice. The parents seem nice. Everybody's very nice.
They were not a group that came together, I'm assuming.
The three? No. The three came together. The one was an
right.
add-on.
So
yes.
It was, yeah.
So they didn't know.
That's tough. Also, we are playing at the Coeur d'Alene Resort.
Yeah, which is so great.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a...
But it's
not necessarily a once in a lifetime,
no,
but for a lot of people, I think it is.
It is a bucket list for a lot of people, yeah. And I get it because it's amazing. So, and the guys are like, oh, man, don't really want to play with a five-year-old.
Sure.
So the parents of the five-year-old are like, they come up and the dad's like, the three guys are like, hey, no offense, man, but, you know, sometimes we might slip a word or something. And he's like, don't worry about it. He's like, I'm around golf a lot, and he's around golf a lot. So he's probably heard it all, and he knows he's not supposed to say that stuff, so don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the one guy's like, I don't know, man. I don't want to be held up by a five-year-old. He's five. He's, you know, it's going to make the day longer. So the dad's like, you want to play for money? The guy's like, with your five-year-old? He's like, yeah, I mean, and now the wife's like, no, Kevin.
Shh.
We're not playing for money.
Yeah, we don't. Listen, Mom. This is what happens on the golf course.
So they don't play for money.
Oh.
Because the guy's like, you know, the dad's just like, well, all right. So they go to the first tee, and the kid's playing from the short tees because he's five.
He's 5 years old.
He hasn't even gone into kindergarten yet. He just turned five. So he hasn't even gone into kindergarten. The kid's up there, and his dad's like, all right, here's the club, you know, and he does the little speech, you know, square your shoulders, feet, blah, 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 hit it.
Right.
Kid rips at 200 yards.
Wow.
He's five.
That's pretty good.
So now the guys are thinking, well, man, maybe it's probably a good thing we didn't play for money. He's probably a lucky swing.
Well, they could probably outdrive him,
lucky
maybe.
Lucky swing. Yeah, but keep in mind, Kevin, he's at the front tees. That's
that's
about 80 yards ahead.
Yeah.
So he's out driving these guys. And, you know, once a five-year-old out drives you, do you think you're going to swing harder?
Of course you are.
You're going to swing. It's going to be
you're
like.
Say some of those words that you warned him about. I know that. I see that coming.
He's been around golf. He's heard it all. Well, he's going to hear it again if he out drives me. So as it turns out, the rumor is that this kid is the best five-year-old in the country.
I would believe it.
Okay.
He shot 2 under par.
No, he did not.
He shot 2 under par. He's been playing in tournaments with like 9-year-olds and beating them by quite a bit. He's going into kindergarten in the fall. He doesn't live around here. He plays golf all year in one of the southern states where they can do that kind of thing, play every single day. And he shot 2 under par as a 5-year-old.
That is wild.
Yeah, but he's cheating.
Because he's playing the up tees?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the kids. Yeah, the ones that are actually designed for kids. Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
So,
do Did you guys look up this kid?
I think my sons looked him up to try to see. And there's not a lot of internet stuff on him because, I mean, he's five. So my son says the absolute favorite part of the whole thing is, you know, you're five, you're playing golf. Golf's pretty intense and, you know, you got to concentrate right. And all that stuff. He's like, the greatest part ever is between shots, the kid would like run over and see a pine cone and like throw it as far as he could. And then he would take a stick and like hit a pine cone. And he would just be like running all over the place, like just being five, which was fantastic to hear. Cause you know, you still want the kid to be five.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
He goes, and his dad would be like, he'd get to the next shot and the kid would be like skipping down the fairway, you know, and just throwing pine cones. And then he'd go, hey man, you got to focus up. Here we go. Here's your club. Okay, Dad. Whack on the green.
Like the parents? Or did
said they
the parents
were great.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic.
They did not seem like the...
No, they weren't the uptight,
we've
over the top.
Yeah, or we've given up all of our jobs because all we're going to do is... So is this kid... I just found Lincoln Lewis.
I think that's him.
A five-year-old golf prodigy. He hasn't started kindergarten, like you said.
He starts kindergarten in the fall. He shot 200. It's insane.
Ridiculous. I'm watching him. That kid's got a swing.
Dude, it's
holy cow.
It's so dumb. It's just, it's not even real. I mean, anybody who's ever played is like, what? So, yeah, I told my son,
awesome,
who's a pretty good golfer, I go, oh, well, he'd probably only beat you by like 8 strokes or so then. He's like, okay, Dad. He's on the up tees. I'm like, oh, okay, he's 5.
He's 5. Yeah.
Let's all relax.
He's still beat
5.
You.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. My son said he was a very polite kid, super cute kid. He said he just loved, his favorite part was not only that the kid could play golf, because obviously that was very cool, but my son was super excited by the fact that he was still skipping down the fairway, throwing pine cones,
absolutely,
throwing sticks.
Yeah.
Just having a ball.
Because
with
then
it.
You go, wait, is this kid just a robot? What is going on here? But no, he's still just a kid.
And he said his parents were awesome too, because they were like letting him be a kid, you know, not like walk down the fairway to pay attention and be serious. So he said, no, they were great with it.
Yeah, the only problem was he tipped in pine cones.
He did. He tipped in pine cones and sticks, so it wasn't all that great. So it wasn't very profitable.
I'm watching this whole video clip of him. And he looks like a great little kid, but he is so 5.
Oh,
his parents, his dad, who is his caddy, are also known as a daddy. How do you?
I think he's daddy caddy.
Daddy caddy.
Yeah. Daddy caddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mom's a looker.
Okay.
That's not important.
Irrelevant. I mean,
irrelevant to the story, but she's.
Here's the picture.
But relevant to Kevin's life.
Let me see this.
Is it the same kid?
Oh, yeah. That's my man. That's my man, Lincoln.
Yeah. took a picture with my son. He said it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, when he's famous in a couple years.
That's what I said.
Very
like,
cool.
Hey,
yeah.
Keep.
I mean, you can't be that good at 5 and then not at least make some sort of waves in the golf community.
Unless you just got sick of it, you know, and he just quit. Like, I'll play for fun maybe occasionally, but I'm not going to play. But he said his parents had a great attitude. He had a great attitude. He said it was all the way around. It's a fantastic experience.
That's
and the guy,
cool.
The three guys were like, he was great. We were wrong. You were right, sir. He's awesome to play golf with. He gets everything, understands
that
the etiquette.
That had to be so cool for
them. They loved it. They were like, so it was just a great experience all the way around.
What? Where does he live?
I think they live in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah. Greatest golf story
that's
ever.
That's where it's going to go wrong. Doggone it. This kid.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And what is Three Body Problem on Netflix? Do you know that one?
Kevin James.
More than 4.
No, less.
Or less than 4.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We've said it before, math is hard.
Yes.
Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley. I think in about 3-4 minutes here, we'll give away a pair of those Broadway musical tickets to Frozen. You know, just those little things.
Ooh. Yep.
Yeah, so hold on. We'll do that right after Kevin's final story. Kevin!
Okay, let's do this. Steve, 1956 was the year.
Mm.
Okay.
Dick Clark made his debut as the host of American Bandstand.
All right.
That's pretty stinking cool. That show was around for a long time.
Man.
Yeah.
What do you, as a 33-year-old man, know about Dick Clark?
I pretty much just know him from Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Totally sure. Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that's he did that for many, many years. And I just wondered if, as a 33-year-old, you still knew of Dick Clark. And you certainly do.
Yeah, and now it's the longest title ever because it's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' New Year's hosted by Ryan Seacrest. And
right, yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
It does. But you gotta keep the legend in there.
Absolutely.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
1999, Mary Chapin Carpenter. Remember her, Jay?
Of course, yeah.
Why don't you tell me one of her songs? Do you remember?
Probably The Bug.
Some days you're the windshield, some days you're the bug.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand that reference, Steve?
Has to deal with bugs.
Hmm. So close.
So close.
I think maybe Would you Shut Up and Kiss Me.
Shut Up and Kiss Me. Ooh, that was a good one. Was there one about driving, too?
I'm trying to think. Did she do the Twist and Shout one?
Oh, yeah.
Down
she
at
did.
The Twist and Shout or yep. something like that?
1999, Mary Chapin Carpenter had to bum out fans as she canceled a concert in Springfield, Missouri at the very last minute because she said she needed to fly home to tend to her very sick golden retriever.
Oh, wow. Yeah, probably should have kept that reason to yourself.
You should have.
Yeah.
Just say I have a family emergency. Sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, babe. Sometimes you're the ball. Sometimes it all comes together, babe.
Yeah, she had a cool vibe to her.
She did. Yeah, I liked her stuff.
I don't remember if that was with you, Kevin, at the CMA Awards show week where Mary Chapin Carpenter was coming around for interviews and our friend Sharla was giving some instructions and she goes, well, Mary Chapin Carpenter's in here. Please remember, Mary Chapin is her first name. You call her Mary Chapin. They wanted to make sure that everybody knew that. That's how you address her.
That she was Mary Chapin, not Mary.
Right. Her name is Mary Chapin. So that's her name. Just want to clarify so everybody knows. Very first guy.
No, he didn't.
Hey, Mary. And it made her mad because she was like, it's actually Mary Chapin. And she kind of had a thing with it. So it was like, call her name. That's pretty simple.
It seems simple enough to do, but radio guys are radio guys.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, good to see you. It's actually Mary Chapin. Oh, yeah, my bad. Mary Chapin. And then that kind of set the tone. She wasn't too happy with people after that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, they made a specific note of it, and yet, I mean, you almost felt like the guy was doing it on purpose at that point.
Right.
Instead of just being,
Yeah, but then you just sometimes, I mean,
you got to let it go.
We've met enough radio guys that you realize, they just may be that
dumb. They might be just
right? I mean, sadly.
She had cool songs. Yeah.
You gonna play this on the cruise?
Definitely.
Shut up and kiss me.
Yeah, it was cool.
Not on the cruise, no?
Steve, we'll see. I might work
That's
in some Mary Chapin early in the evening.
Yeah, I like it.
1958, Johnny Cash signed his record deal with Columbia Records.
Man.
Name three Johnny Cash songs right now, producer Steve, or else you will be tarred and feathered.
Oh, no. What?
What do you know from Johnny Cash?
I mean, just Walk the Line, I guess.
Okay, that's one. That's good.
I bet you know more if you really think about it.
I probably do.
Come on, baby.
I can't think of any at the moment.
A lot of pressure.
What?
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It was a song about a boy with a weird name.
Oh, yes. A boy with a girl's name.
Yeah, yeah.
A boy named.
Oh, man.
Just guess a woman's name. Let's see if you can get it right.
Peggy Sue.
You're so close.
Oh, man. People are
Drop
mad.
Drop one of those names.
Sue. Peggy. Sue.
A boy named Sue.
That
was one of his most famous songs.
This one is sometimes like a joke, like, oh, man. Ate too much Mexican food last night and too much salsa. Whew. Gonna be dealing with the I fell down.
Oh, Ring of Fire.
Hey, oh! Look at him go. Yeah. No tar for you. Just feathers.
What about, that's all I got.
That's it?
What? Yeah. Oh, you had another one?
No.
Quit while you're behind.
Yeah, I'm way behind.
Towards the end of his career, he had the very sad, I hurt myself today.
Oh, yeah, hurt. Yeah, I forgot about that song. Yeah,
that song was really something.
It was very sort of depressing.
Yeah, emotional.
Yeah. No, yeah, well, there you go. You've learned so much
Good
about
job,
Johnny
Steve.
Cash today, Steve. Way to go, sort of.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You might just tell me we're not doing that topic.
We're not doing that topic.
Kevin James.
But it was on my mind this morning.
Apparently we are.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
It is beat the show time. We have a very cool Coyote Country travel mug for you if you are the winner. Hey, Steve, should we throw in a qualification for the $5,000 to Cabela's as well?
Ooh, yeah, that sounds fun.
I mean, why not? Jackson.
Hello.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, partner?
Partner. I'm Jackson might be a real cowboy.
I don't know. Are you a cowboy, Jackson?
Eight.
The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Attaboy.
What is the first name of the sister of Ashley and Mary Kate Olsen, who is well known in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Oh man, that wasn't Scarlett Johansson.
Pass. Okay.
There were plans of a sequel to the 1988 movie Twins. What was that going to be called?
Ooh.
Oh man, pass.
Scarlett Johansson has a twin brother. Who was she married to from 2008 to 2011? Famous actor.
This isn't right. Johnny Depp? No.
You want to pass on that one?
Yeah.
Okay, what city are the Minnesota Twins in?
What city?
Yeah.
Say Twin Cities.
Twin Cities.
Okay.
Atta
all
boy.
Right.
I like what you did there. Atta boy. Well done. Kevin! Hold on, Jackson. We'll see how we do here. I mean, you can't be wrong there. Hi, Kevin. Welcome back. Good to see you, bud. Oh, man. You look so ready to go.
Does he?
Home. All right. We'll see how Kevin does in the category.
Is my man Jackson.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in one of those planes that sprays the fields?
No, I actually haven't. I promised my wife I wouldn't, even though I really want to get my pilot's license and do something like that. But there's been 3 out of the 4 pilots here where I live that actually crashed and passed away.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So your wife doesn't want you to do that.
It seems like that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, you're a good boy. Yeah. Listen to your wife.
I don't have a big enough insurance policy.
Otherwise, she's like, no, go ahead. Yeah. That's funny.
All right, my turn.
Here we go, Kevin. 7 questions, 60 seconds.
Twins.
Pass if you get stuck.
Yeah, all right, here we go, K-Dog. Cole and Dylan Sprouse were stars of what Disney Channel show from 2005 to 2008?
Gosh dang it.
Oh, wow.
I know this one.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Oh, maybe you don't.
Well, I want to say Zach and Cody, but Zach and Cody.
What is the first name of the sister of Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen, who is well known for the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Elizabeth?
There were plans of a sequel to the 1988 movie Twins. What was that going to be called?
Twins 2.
Scarlett Johansson has a twin brother. Who was she married to from 2008 to 2011? Famous actor.
I'll pass.
What city are the Minnesota Twins in?
Minneapolis.
What are the names of the wrestling twin sisters who had a show called Total Bellas?
The Bella sisters. Duh. You just said their name. right. Bella sisters? I mean, is that not...
I think he's looking for their first names because he gave you the last name. I'm just guessing what he's looking for.
I didn't know. I mean, but they're known as the Bella twins.
They are, yes. That's very true,
they're
Kevin.
Not really known. I mean, I guess they're kind of known by their first names.
Well, that's what... Yeah, all right.
I mean, to family. But other than that, yeah. Let's see how we did.
Okay. Cole and Dylan Sprouse were stars of what Disney Channel show from 2005 to 2008?
Jackson jumped all over that. Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Kevin said, I think it's Zach and Cody. No, I don't. I was going to say Zach and Cody.
Yeah.
I think it counts.
I was a little confused.
Yeah.
Because I thought one of those guys' names were actually, I thought Zach and Cody were like real names.
I mean, they are real names.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, he's hilarious. He's so funny.
I'm spitting out facts today.
Oh, man. 1-1.
What is the first name of the sister of Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen, who is well-known in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yeah, Jackson couldn't get that one. Kevin Elizabeth, well done.
Yeah, very nice. Yep, there were plans of a sequel to the 1988 movie Twins. What was the what was that going to be called?
Jackson passed on that one. Kevin, Twins 2 is the perfect one.
I know, but I started thinking about it. What would be a better title is Twins Again.
Twins Again, yeah.
Also would have been good, but both incorrect answers.
What is it?
It was going to be Triplets. And the third brother was originally going to be Eddie Murphy, and then Tracy Morgan was going to do it, and then it got canceled. It was a whole thing, I guess.
Jeez, that's dumb.
Wow.
No point.
Yeah, there's a little history for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Scarlett Johansson has a twin brother. Who was she married to from 2008 to 2011?
Kevin passed. Jackson was like, I'm pretty sure that's wrong, but I'm going to guess Johnny Depp anyway.
Ryan Reynolds.
Huh.
Remember what? No, I don't remember her being... She's so married to, what's his name now? Colin Jost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's so married to Blake Lively that I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
No points.
What city are the Minnesota Twins in?
I mean, Jackson thought it was a trick question. He ended up saying Twin Cities, which, you know, you got to give him credit for that
yes,
one.
Yes, you do.
Kevin said Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, either way.
It works.
I mean, yeah.
3-2. Jay, you know that very well.
Twin Cities.
What are the names of the wrestling twin sisters who had a show called Total Bellas?
Kevin said the Bellas. I don't think Jackson got to that question.
Right.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Kevin, do you know their first names?
Oh, I do, Jay, and I can't think of either one of them. Hold on.
Well, you should know the one.
Nikki?
Nikki is right. Yep. Yeah. I don't remember.
And?
Yeah, the other one's tougher. For some reason, I don't know.
Well, because Nikki's also done a lot of stuff with Blake on the show, you know, and Barmageddon and all that, so...
I'm just going to say this doesn't really fit, but I'll say Carol.
Carol?
I would have gone Peggy Sue, but it's actually Bree. Bree Bella.
Bree, that's right.
Bree and Nikki Bella, the Bella twins. Yeah. Come on. They're no Zach and Cody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Do you want question 7?
Just might as well. We're just all twinned up.
We didn't get to 7?
No, or 6 for Zach or
Jeez
for Jackson.
Louise.
Christina Hendricks was raised in Twin Falls, Idaho. She was a part of the TV show Mad Men. Yeah. Played Don Draper in the show.
Oh, that's all. What's his name? John Hamm.
Very good.
Wow, that would have been great.
Nice.
Jackson, can you pick a number for us? And then you can try to be that number if you would like to. And we'll see if we can't get you qualified for the $5,000 Cabela shopping spree and throw in one of these Coyote Country travel mugs for you. What number?
Yeah, can I just say something real quick?
Yeah, we'll see. Go for it.
I got in earlier and just talked to Steve, I believe, and I just wanted to compliment you guys on your guys' show. It's really brought some laughter and some smiles to my mornings, and working out here in the early mornings, it's just the right thing I need. And today was kind of a tough day. My mom's in surgery right now, taking care of some cancer issues, and... So just my prayers are with her, and I really appreciate all you guys do and how original you guys are, and keep up the good work, and I'll pick number 3.
Dude.
Wow, Jordan.
Jackson.
Jackson. Jackson Jordan. His name is Jackson Jordan.
Jackson, our prayers are with your mom as well.
No joke.
And thoughts, of course, and I know that there's a lot of people listening who will take on others' journeys, shall we say, and say prayers and do those kind of things too.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that you've got a lot of people on your side today, and so does your mom. So
absolutely.
I thank you for sharing that story with us.
And check back in with us too, and let us know how everything goes, and hopefully, things are great for your family, and it's the beginning of a recovery.
I really appreciate that, you guys. It means a lot to me.
Yeah. Do you appreciate me calling you Jordan instead of Jackson?
It's nowhere close, but I can respect
right.
how many guys you talk to every day.
Well, I mean, it's like you said, we're original.
I mean, please.
That's right.
Mistakes and all, my friend. Jackson, would you please at least text us and let us know how everything went, if you don't mind?
Yeah, just the same number.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Text line.
That's correct.
Awesome, yeah. I appreciate that.
No, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, man. Bless you. Have a great day, bud.
Hey, God bless.
See you, pal.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you think you'd be good at a wedding? What would be your... I have an idea, but I want to see your idea.
Kevin James.
Ring bearer.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
What do you say, Kev, stat of the day?
Well, producer Steve has really got me thinking today. He watched the TV show Father... What is the name of it? Father of 1,000 Kids?
Something like that.
Oh, you're close. You're very close. The Man with 1,000 Kids.
The Man with 1,000 Kids.
I had to relook at it because it's... Yeah,
yeah, because they don't call him a father, really, because he doesn't take care of the kids.
Yeah.
He just is a donor who then has 1,000 kids. And it got me thinking, who has had the most kids ever? Obviously, he is the most in that world.
Are you talking about celebrities?
Nick Cannon?
No. I mean, just in general, who has had the most children ever? Like, not through donations or donor, whatever they call that, surrogate, any of those things. I'm talking who has given birth to the most babies.
Right.
What do you think the number is? Number of children that one woman has had.
I mean... 2 dozen.
24. Baker's dozen.
That's
Steve,
a lot.
What would you like to go with?
Well, it's going to be somebody who's had some multiples in there because they add up, obviously, quicker.
They do. True. Yeah. There's more than one. Jay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. There was what was it? John? No, that was not a lot. The John and K plus eight.
That's only eight.
Yeah. So
only.
We have people listening who have eight.
Okay, so that's kind of a medium-sized number. So.
Okay,
I mean, I've heard like 16. Like I've heard people who listen to us have had 12.
Yeah.
I've heard now that I say 24 is only eight more than the people who've listened. That's probably too low.
Yeah,
but 24 is a lot.
It's insane, but it's probably too low.
Yeah, I'll say 36.
Okay, those are great guesses. The greatest number of children recorded to be born by one mother is 69.
Oh, all right.
Whoa. How many? How many?
She was a peasant, I bet. She was a peasant from Russia who had 27 pregnancies and gave birth to 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets. And still didn't learn.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's
now that her husband.
What's weirder, the number of children or the 27 pregnancies? What's the one that would you're listening, you're like, whoa,
of the multiple births.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many sets of quadruplets? 4 of them.
I think you said 4. Yeah, 4 fours and 7 threes, I think you said.
7 sets of triplets, 4 fours.
And 16.
And 16 twos.
Huh?
How many ones is that?
Well, it's 0. It's 0.
Oh, 0. So she never had just a regular one baby.
Yeah.
Wow. That is something. Now, the man who made those babies with her, same husband the whole time, same dad. That's what a lovely story. He then went on with his second wife.
Oh, no.
And had another 18 children.
What? Well,
18? In addition to?
Yeah, 6 twins.
So that's 87 children?
Sets. That is correct, Jay. 35 births, 87 children.
All I can think of is how many pairs of shoes at the front door that you can trip over.
Oh, my gosh. Holy cow.
Can we put the shoes away? Can we just pick up our shoes? For the love of Pete.
This guy was a twin maker, too, because, I mean, again, he had twins and triplets. That's it. No single babies.
That's weird. That seems fake.
It does seem fake, Jay, and that's why, you know, some people say, oh, I don't believe it. I don't. But it's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, well, it's got to be true.
It is. Of course it does.
Yeah.
They have
That's got to be a long time ago.
Magazine, the Gentleman's Magazine recounts.
What?
The Gentleman's Magazine.
I mean, I heard
you. In 1782. They say, I now, in an original letter dated, hold on.
Try it again.
The original letter now before me dated St. Petersburg, August 13th, 1782.
Mm.
Fedorov Wassilev.
Yeah, why do you try?
Age 75, a peasant said to be now alive and in perfect health in the government of Moscow, has had, by his first wife, 4 by 4 children equals 16, 7 by 3, 21.
21, yeah.
16 by 2 equals 32.
I got the math.
27 births and 69 children. By his second wife, 6 by 2 is 12, 2 by 3 is 6, 8 births and 18 children. In all, 35 births and 87 children, of which 84 are living and only 3 buried. The above relation, however astonishing, seems to be true, as it all came from an English merchant. If it came from an English merchant, I'm going to believe it.